hey, as we mentioned, we're going to be talking about holiday traditions, things that we did in our youths during the holidays. That could be any holiday that you celebrate during this time of year. Myself, I will speak for myself for the moment here. I celebrated Christmas and also New Year's within this seven-day period. Kat and John, I don't know. What did you guys celebrate?
Same.
Christmas? Oh, same. Okay.
Yep. And yet.
Same.
Hey, and folks in the chat, if you'd like to join in, please let us know the things that you did during whatever holiday. Well, let us know what holiday was. I want to assume it was Christmas. It could have been something else.
But we celebrate a sectarian Christmas. Like, it's not a religious Christmas that we celebrate. It's just...
That's a good point, yeah.
It's just the spirit of togetherness and goodwill and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the Christmas rhetoric is what I enjoy, the sectarian elements of it. You know, I put up a tree, but I don't put out a nativity. And it's not judging anyone who does one or the other. It's just, that's how we celebrate it. That was... We didn't dive into the religious aspect of it so much as just the, what a great time to be alive and presents and our friends are coming over. Yeah, that part of it is what was ingrained in me growing up.
Yeah.
We had a mixture of, I wasn't raised in an overly religious household, but it was like going to church was still part of something that we did. And there was a nativity under our tree.
Yeah.
One of the most special things about Christmas for me, at least from that time, it's not something I do anymore, was actually Christmas Eve in so many ways was more special and more magical than Christmas Day. And I think part of it was the anticipation. You know, there's just something very exciting about that. But there was a... it was like a literal silent night. Like there was just something about it. We would always be at my grandparents' house for Christmas. Always, 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 with the exception of one when there was a huge snowstorm. I think it was like 1980 or 1981. But New Year's Eve, or not New Year's Eve, I'm sorry, Christmas Eve, we would go to church with my grandmother. And it wasn't the same denomination that I was raised in. Mm-hmm. But I liked it better. There was just something, there were candles everywhere.
Was it more religious-y than you were accustomed to? Is that why? Like it was more it was amplified?
It was less religious and more about the community.
The fellowship.
It felt more.
Okay, I know what you mean.
It felt more fellowship, more community. And my grandmother was very connected to her church. Like, I wouldn't say she was an overly religious person, but for her, it was just a big deal to be connected to all these people. Mm. And as a kid, I just felt so embraced by that. So that was my only church going experience that I felt like, wow, I could do this all the time.
If it's always like Christmas this, that'd be great.
Service. Yeah. If it's like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christmas Eve. So when you're at your grandmother's house on Christmas Eve, they're special. Things you do there, special meals that are shared, gifts exchanged.
Well, we would do one gift on Christmas Eve. And mostly it wasn't anything that was a big deal, except for this one. Like 1 year I opened the Swatch on Christmas Eve and that was like, whoa, I don't need anything else.
And would that have been a gift from your grandparents? Is that why you got it?
No, I think it was from, I don't know, it was either my parents or my aunt and uncle. I don't actually know who it was from. It was there. Yeah. Lots of times it was like that. There was just like a whole bunch of presents and I didn't always necessarily know who they were coming from. Oh,
not knowing who these presents were from, were they supposed to have been from Santa or were they?
I think it was, yes, mostly at least when I was younger, it was, like a Santa thing. Yeah, no. Nobody ever said, "Oh, that's for me," or "I picked that out for you." Mm-hmm. And when I got older, certainly I realized, like, "Oh, well, I don't know who's sprung for this Walkman or whatever." But and then there was a point where I did ask for things because when I was younger, I really didn't. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, I realized, "Oh, I could ask for something that I want." And then I'd realize, "Oh, well, I told so and so this." Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this to that person.
You're making your correlation. Yeah.
She developed a system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
To solve Christmas.
I had to say, I didn't think about this leading up to this episode, but the way that I celebrate Christmas Eve, I almost said New Year's Eve again, Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There was the way that I had it as a child. And then there was the one that I orchestrated for my daughter. Somewhat different.
Okay.
And I carried over a lot of them. Okay. So for example, almost none of our gifts say who they're from. They all say to mm-hmm. John from Santa. Mm-hmm. Like there's a label on it. It just mm-hmm. says from Santa. You can tell from the handwriting mm-hmm. who it's from. It's just okay. almost like it's crass yep. to say your name. Like I'll write Santa, but clearly in my scribbly handwriting. So, you know, it's from, we always did that. But when my daughter came along, once she was old enough to understand the beauty of the mythology around, you know, the reindeer and the snow and the chimney and all that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What we did was we wrapped everything normally and we said from dad or from Santa or whoever, from grandma, and did all that. But presents from Santa only showed up on Christmas morning. Mm. They were not labeled. They were in plain mm-hmm. red paper.
Okay. Oh.
So Santa ain't got time for all that bows and labels and yeah. crap. Oh. He'll show up. And so gifts from Santa were just in yeah. like plain, like shiny red paper, but plain yep. red, no decoration paper. And you know mm-hmm. they're for the child. That's what Santa's there for. Yeah, yeah right. maybe mm-hmm. dad got you this or mom got you that, whatever. But that's a Santa present. And they were mm-hmm. they were special. They were usually the best ones, of course, because Santa did the coolest crap, oh. you know.
So you when you exchange gifts with your families, with your family members, every gift said from Santa, but folks didn't,
almost all.
Folks didn't mm-hmm. think of them as coming from Santa, the actual Santa. Mm-hmm. The next day, right. Christmas morning, that's when we knew real Santa presents.
Those were real Santa presents were the red ones that had yeah. no labels. Yeah. yeah.
Gotcha.
He's far too busy.
Oh, cool.
And did you celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas, John, primarily at home with your nuclear family?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Now, mm-hmm. Well, I had my nuclear family always included my grandmother. She lived either near us or with us or something. Just on and off, she always did, just by proximity. And so it was always the three of us. I was the only child. I had some halves, but they were doing their own Christmas with their family mm-hmm. and my grandmother, who was always part of our family of four. So.
Right, very cool. And yep. like, were there special meals that were prepared? Is there something you guys ate every Christmas Eve or Christmas?
There was ham.
Yeah, that's a fairly common thing.
Oranges. I remember something about oranges that was special. Mm. Yeah. And my grandmother used to give us oranges like as a present in okay. like a fabric bag uh-huh. that was, a can of mandarin oranges.
I was going to say, if they're in a canvas bag, maybe she's giving you a weapon.
Yeah, right. You don't leave bruises. Like
a bar of soap and a sock and go to town.
Just causes internal bleeding, yes.
So what we were talking about us, what about you? So when you celebrated Christmas,
yeah.
So what did you do on Christmas Eve?
When I was, Christmas, like much like you guys are saying, Christmas Eve for me, certainly growing up, was always the most magical time of the whole thing. And a good part of it was because of my extended family would get together on Christmas Eve. And so for that alone, being able to see so many of my aunts, uncles, cousins, et cetera, this one mm-hmm. time of year, and sometimes, you know, because I wouldn't otherwise see many of these folks, certainly not at the same mm-hmm. time, you know,
right.
Made it really special just to begin with. But then the things, some of these traditions we continue today, including the fact that food has always been huge in our family. And I guess I feel lucky in the sense that, my mom is somewhat of a mutt, and my father is Puerto Rican. So the fact that, but my mom, even as being from different cultures, very distinct cultures with very specific foods. And all of these were cultures that like food was part of holidays and get togethers. Right?
Yes.
So we would have certain Puerto Rican dishes and we'd have certain mm-hmm. Polish dishes, certain Italian things every Christmas Eve. And I think probably folks around the world from these cultures probably eat much of these same foods on Christmas Eve as well. So mm-hmm. It's just,
I am such a redneck. Uh-huh. It's just like, oh, well, we had
spam. You had
we
spam.
Had Italian dishes and we had Polish dishes and we had this, you know, for me, Christmas morning, biscuits and sausage gravy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
What ethnicity is that? South. That's nothing.
It's indigenous to your culture, John. Yes.
It is, right. It's you know, we weren't looking for special, you know, the special biscuits that you press with the patterns and what. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Biscuits and gravy. Smother some pepper and ketchup on there and just while you're opening gifts.
And I know you're making a joke, maybe.
But my mouth is watering now because it's coming in like 5 days. I'm going to get to do that.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, it's going to be my mom's biscuits and gravy. I'm going to be opening presents and just going.
Yeah.
Can't wide open present eating.
That's great. I think some of the things we do, like specific foods we have on certain holidays or traditions, I don't know if those are the best. And maybe it's part of that, you know, our memories that are along with smell and, you know, other things like that as well. But the other most exciting thing about Christmas Eve, though, for me as a young kid especially was Santa would come to my Nana's house. So we would all gather.
Okay.
At some point, you know, I have some very specific memories of either listening to Burl Ives on a record, you know, his Christmas songs, listening to Chipmunk's album, or maybe Rudolph was on. I think Rudolph came on like at 7 or 7:30 or 6, 6:30. And then after that stuff was sort of start winding down, I want to say around 8 o'clock, maybe in my, you know, my Nana's house, the lights would go out or they'd flicker and then go out. And then only like a lamp or so would be on somewhere. And we knew as kids, we knew because once it happens once, you never forget. And then every year after that, it's just a mix of excitement and fear. You know, the big guy was coming.
Yeah.
And then there'd be commotion at the front door. Oh, somebody's here. Hang on a second. A lot of adults pushing towards the front door and the door would open. You'd hear bells jingling and Santa would come in with a sack. And, you know, Santa would, they'd put an armchair, you know, or a kitchen chair made available to Santa. And, hey, Santa, good to see you again this year. Have him sit down. And one by one, you just pull a present out of the sack. Hey, who is Billy? Is Billy here? You know? Oh, there you are, Billy. Good to see you again. Present. And we get to open those presents that night. And some presents I still remember getting during those moments. First of all, I mean, seeing Santa, it was literally like Elf, you know, Santa! Like, just going crazy that he would stop here, you know, stop at my, grandmother's house.
Really?
But some of the greatest presents I was saying were during the, I remember getting Shoots Away. Anybody else remember Shoots Away? Nobody. Okay. It was this game where it was like a disc with like a sort of picture on the disc was like a war area where a landscape where war was taking place. They had these little cups in it, little cups, and you controlled a plane. This is a physical, not a video game.
Wait, that had the BB and it was a magnetic thing?
Yeah, that you would drop and try to get in the little cups.
Yes, I do remember that. Didn't know by name.
Yeah, and you could move the plane back and forth. And it even had a little sight that you'd look in the sight and you could see out the bottom of the plane.
Like a little periscopy thing, but in reverse. Yeah, exactly. You look forward and it was pointing down. I remember that.
And as the disc would go around, because it was motorized, you would try to drop the little, you know, parachuters into the different.
So that was a Santa gift you remember getting?
Oh my gosh.
Straight from the man.
I wish I had that today. I loved that thing. That was fantastic. Cool. But we maintain the food traditions. Unfortunately, my children had never were surprised by Santa at anybody's home, I don't believe. So
we never had that.
Yeah.
No. Never.
Mostly now we stay home and keep to ourselves and, you know, avoid people. But Santa still visits our house, much like John says. Santa presents are always wrapped differently and you don't see him till the morning. He comes sometime in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Usually in some red, shiny paper. They are usually labeled to have name on
from both. Well, if you have multiple kids, you need that. Yeah, if you have one kid, you can. Yeah, that's why.
You're right.
I have a little tweak for the gifts from Santa, both at our house and at my mother-in-law's house, were unwrapped. It was
I've seen that before too. Okay. Yeah, we never did it, but I've seen that.
Okay. Yeah. This thing. And I got to tell you, I was so glad.
Mark says, I agree with Kat. Christmas Eve, pretty special. Always enjoy the buildup to Christmas more than the day itself. Karen says, when we still lived in Chicago, Christmas Eve was at my paternal grandparents' house and Christmas Day was at my maternal grandparents' house.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
Miss So says, their cats over the years have loved our trees.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've been fortunate. We have cats. Oh, yeah. We've always had three cats for years now. You know, some of them have gone and new ones have come. None of them's ever, I don't think, except for once when one was a kitten, climbed it. Never again since then. It just happened the one time.
We had one who loved to surf the branches.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
We have to secure our tree to the wall or it will be on the floor. Yeah.
We had two knockovers. Goodness. I have to tie it to the pipes that are exposed.
Pipes?
Yes, the pipes.
Pipes.
Remember the pipes the cat has behind her?
They're so handy. And the pipes, they're right there. They're so handy for tying a tree to.
Cats, like, just like blowing my mind how she destroys a lot of illusions. In the last 2 minutes. Cat's not in a studio. Other things we've learned.
So the other thing Santa did for us, and I've continued to do, is that Santa always fills the stockings. Stockings are always empty when you go to bed.
Oh, okay.
He always fills the stockings.
Yes.
Continue to do to this day. That's when the stockings get filled, is overnight while you're asleep, period.
Yep.
I mean, pragmatically, it's late at night before I go to bed. But the point is, it's, you know, it's overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our Santa doesn't do that. Our Santa leaves the presents, but usually we... Santa might put candy in the stockings, actually. We usually put whatever gifts we've gotten from one another that are smaller. We get something small and fun just to fit in there.
Try to do a gift or two that's tiny. Yeah, we do that too.
But I think, I don't think Santa leaves anything in there necessarily. I don't think so. Maybe. No, I don't think so.
So what about distributing gifts? Because I have a solid ritual.
Yeah.
There's a role called playing Santa.
Okay.
So this is the person who mans the tree and passes the gifts to people in turn.
The tree.
Or do you guys just dive into the presents and go nuts? I mean, what do you?
That's a good question. Yeah.
What's the gift opening procedure?
Yeah. Usually at my house, it's we certainly don't call it playing Santa, but usually it shifts and it's kind of organic. It often begins with my wife first because, quite honestly, the gift purchasing duties are kind of split up. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I don't know what she got and she don't know what I got. Now Santa at our house usually only brings, it's shifted over the years, but he only usually brings like one or two bigger, more fun things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the kids open those things first, but then with regard to ours, my wife tries to dramatically give out them in a way that is leading up to something and also making sure everybody feels included.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? She's great at being mindful of that. But while someone may physically give out the presents, she'll say, not that one. Put that one back.
See, because we have a designated Santa, it's common that a gift will say one of three, two of three, or it will say open last or something like that.
Okay.
You have to inform whoever's playing Santa the sequence in which, like, it sets this to the side. Right. Yeah. And so when I was a kid, it was me. And as soon as she was old enough, it was my daughter. She's now Santa. She always gets to play. So,
John, are there spreadsheets involved in this? There must be.
He's not.
One year there was.
Oh my God. I do not doubt that.
Oh, yeah. There was. We used aliases. The idea was so that you could not figure out whose gift was for who. We made aliases for all of the gifts. So it was to someone.
Yeah.
And you had to keep track of who that someone was.
Okay.
And go, and like, well, this says it's for Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's for mom. You know, I can look at my sheet. Because we don't want people shaking their present. It was my daughter was much younger, right?
Oh my God. That's cool.
Wow, I never thought of that.
You had no idea who the gift was for. And we all picked a genre. Like I picked old TV show characters. Mm-hmm. And I think my wife picked some Star Trek characters or whatever. And so you can just, but on your list, you're like, well, this one says it's for Bones McCoy. Like, let's look. Oh, it's for Dad. He had a little sheet. So yes, there was a spreadsheet.
That's interesting.
Cat.
That's amazing.
How did you get that presents, Cat?
It sort of depends on what house we were in because there were multiple. Well, as a kid, there was one main Christmas. Trying to remember. I just remember being handed things when I was a kid. It wasn't any one particular person. Although it was,
open this.
You're right. Yeah, it was just, yeah. I think mostly my mom was like the master of ceremonies.
Okay. And she played Santa.
Yeah. So yeah, we didn't happen to call it that, but a lot like Will was describing for his wife. And to this day, there's a certain order of events and the leading up to something and, simultaneous openings. That's a huge deal. There's like a, four people are getting the same thing.
It's like everybody got a Snuggie.
Right.
Exactly. You're all going to open your Snuggie at the same time.
And we all have to, and it's very carefully, timed. Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah.
Everyone peel the right end open. Okay. All good. All right. Get ready. Left end in 3, 2, peel.
Yeah. Well, then there's always someone who's bucking the system. Who's,
just rip.
They're distracted. My sister always holds up the worst.
Pay attention. It's Christmas. Quit having fun over there. Focus.
How does your sister hold it up? Just taking too long to unwrap something or
taking too long. She, oh, is she watching this? I don't know. She loves having the attention on her. I see. When she's opening presents.
We'll call and let her know. Don't worry.
Yeah. She's like, well, you know, before I open, I want to tell you guys a story.
Okay.
No, that's Kat's sister.
That's exactly what she does.
Oh, yes. I was ready for a story.
And she's holding the box there and everyone's like.
And she'll have a big pile up of other presents. Uh-huh. There's like a backlog of presents. And then, mm-hmm. then somebody's getting annoyed at her. And oh, it's so funny. Yeah. it's really fun though. Like it's always a raucous mm-hmm. time when the gifts are being opened. It gets a little Wild West. Cool.
Yeah. And you know, it's unfortunate though, but it is true. And I think you know, someone said this in the chat about the anticipation being, you know, much more enjoyable maybe than the actual day itself in a sense,
right.
Because there is this after the last present is opened, right? There is this kind of deflation.
Deflated.
Yeah. This sort of air that goes out of the room and it's like, well, now like,
that's it.
Clean up.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of socks.
Yeah.
But okay. The good news about that, I suppose, is that we have all these days leading up to get excited and enjoy it. So
yes, the fact that there's lots of
it comes to an end. Well, that's inevitable. Yes. With regard to cats, Owl says, love seeing pine needles in their barf. Oh, boy.
Oh, the cats.
I am not a fan. Brendan says, my family always did Christmas on Christmas Eve. Santa always showed up before we got home from my grandparents' house from Christmas Eve dinner. That happened once or twice to me too.
Yeah.
We were at grandma's or nana's house. And when we came home, the presents were there. We would open gifts and I would play with them most of the night. Yeah. I think that night we were,
that's nice.
Those times it happened, Brandon, same for me too. Yeah.
I remember being away on Christmas and you have the concern, how is Santa going to know we're here and not back home in Florida?
Right.
How's he going to, yeah. Hey, Santa knows. It's okay. Santa knows. Yes.
John, I think I had that concern the one time that we didn't make it to my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
We did that from my birth until I guess it was 1998, right? But somewhere around 1980, there was a huge snowstorm. We couldn't make it to New York.
Yeah.
And I'm very sure I was super concerned about this. Super duper concerned. Yeah. He found us.
Oh, good. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's pretty sharp.
Yeah, Mark says Santa kicks ass.
Amen.
Miss So points out that mandarin orange were the fancy oranges.
Oh, yes. And I was, I was well treated with these cans of oranges.
It's always produce with this one.
Yes. Those are Christmas gifts, right?
Actually, that was better in the canvas or in the little fabric bag. That was a better weapon with the can.
Oh, yeah. No, I just had and discarded a filthy thought. So I just want to let you know that it passed through my brain and I moved on. I discipline. So.
Wow.
Pat myself on the back.
So impressive, John.
You're welcome.
Marcus says Santa presents were almost never wrapped for him too.
Okay.
Oh, also yeah. Okay.
Matt says parents took us out looking at Christmas lights. My uncle Richard snuck in with gifts and surprised they were there when we arrived.
While you're out looking at lights. Never connected those, but definitely driving around looking at lights is a thing we have certainly done.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is you want to do it in the snow. And Florida, it's like, turn on the air. So literally, we will turn on the air as cold as it will go in the car to simulate a Christmas feeling.
Oh my gosh.
So wrap up, because it's going to be on 61 degrees in the car.
Oh, I never even thought about that, John.
I didn't.
Because it's 74 outside, you know, Christmas Eve.
Right.
And so we would roll the windows up, but we would make it as cold as possible in the car to pretend.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Gosh, we had four or 5 inches of snow yesterday.
Gee.
Did you?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we woke up to that. Yeah. It was coming down all day or later in the day and night. Yeah.
I had no idea. We had a little dusting this morning when I left for work. A little tiny bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see. Brandon says every Christmas Eve. Oh, we said that already. Matt says, Matt plays Santa. That's playing Santa. Karen says they play Santa.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
This is not just me. Brandon says every Christmas Eve dinner at grandma and grandpa's, mom would always have to mysteriously go to our house for a moment because she forgot something.
That was me.
That's the cat trick. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I forgot the rolls. I'll be right back.
5 minutes later.
Where are those rolls? Nick says, Santa filled my stocking as a kid. It was filled. It was something like out of a Christmas story. Unshelled nuts, oranges, and dates. Sounds like a cat.
Nick! Oh my
I was
gosh,
raised by my
nuts.
Grandparents, so it was all Silent Generation type stuff. Oh, okay.
Kale.
There you go.
Carrots.
I don't think kale was hot then yet, John. My own children have no idea what it's like. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Right.
Nick, the nuts. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's a huge holiday. Thank you. You just like brought that back. Yeah. It's there were always nuts around.
You got a picture like in the Nick's grandparents or you know whoever did it for you. Just fistfuls of loose nuts. Some change in there, maybe.
Kids love this, right?
Mandarin orange slices. Because they had it divided up among kids.
Give them some walnuts and a fistful of pennies.
Don't put the whole orange into one. Slice it up. So stocking's just all soaking.
Squish it. Yeah. Make the nuts wet. There's a sound bite for you.
Miss So says, there was one year when my dad climbed on the roof to stomp around and mom woke me and my brother up telling us it was Santa. I knew it was my dad, but my brother didn't.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
I was waiting for the terrible ending to that story. I'm happy it didn't come.
Yes, no kidding.
While he was stomping around on the roof.
The Wilhelm scream.
I'm going to share one more little Christmas dinner. So the evening of Christmas, because I think this is so, it's so sweet. I think it's so sweet. It's not me. It's my wife. Right. Okay. So
more likely it'll be sweet then.
Right. It'll be genuinely sweet with no spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. So my mother-in-law, so my wife's mom had whatever, a beautiful set of china. Mm-hmm. And so she only used it. It's the good china. You only bring it out when it's time to use it.
Right.
And it's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's whatever. It's pretty much that's it. Those are the times. That's when you bring it out.
Yeah.
And so this one Christmas, Christmas Day, after all the gifts were opened, it was pouring rain. And so she liked to make an event out of cleaning her china and putting it away. Mm-hmm. And because it was pouring rain, she wrote down on a little note, just, oh, it's raining and the date and whatever thing. And it's storming out. So I'm cleaning the china, such and such. And she started writing like a diary of what happened at Christmas, that who was here, who she saw. Huh. And that became a tradition where every time they used the china, the mom would write, oh, well, such and such is home from the army and we got to see such and such. There's a new baby, all this.
Oh.
So going back now 40 some odd years, every time this china is used, it's now been handed down to my wife. Every time we use it, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, and we brought in a couple of strays. There was a guy in town that works with John that nobody knows. And his family wasn't in town and he was here and this guy. Then you go from one Christmas to the next. And now it's in this binder. And you can look back through time going 30, 40 years of every time this china was used in the family. And this past Thanksgiving was the first time my daughter wrote the note because it will be her china one day.
Yes.
And I just want to bring all that up because it's those kinds of traditions that, like I said, the secular Christmas, that's the thing I love about it is the little micro traditions, not the, oh, we all sing Deck the Halls. Yeah. It's the little, the intangibles, the little things that over time become, well, of course there's going to be biscuits and gravy in the morning, right? Not because it's a Christmas tradition, but because it's a thing that evokes Christmas. It's things that it's right, you know? And so those are the things about all the holidays that I think are so cool. And so I want to share that one because I think it's so cute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
See?
Not to commercialize Christmas, because that would be terrible if we tried to make Christmas commercial.
Oh,
but I think you could print those out in a book, John. I think it could be a book.
Maybe so.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that china is up in over the refrigerator right now in the cabinet. Mm-hmm. You can't get to easily because we bring it out three times a year. And there's a binder full of yellow dog-eared paper all the way up to, and they're always handwritten. We don't do printouts, right? They're
That's
handwritten.
Great, yeah.
So, So very cool.
So you're not allowed to do it, right? Otherwise, they're...
No. I'm not involved. No. Sometimes I'll wash them, but I'm not involved in the writing.
Diary. John is not helping with the china again. Everyone ends like
Big
that.
Big surprise.
P.S. John keeps saying he has bad handwriting, but I've seen it.
I'll likely kill him in the morning.
Folks in the chat, like your story, chiming in. Matt says, that's so cool. Brandon says, John, that's awesome. Karen, that's awesome.
It is sweet.
Mark, that's
so
lovely.
Sweet,
yeah. John, Matt, it's like a mini genealogy. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. 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 It tells the story of our family, of people that came in and out of our lives. And, mm-hmm. you know, such and such is single now because they got divorced. Who knows? You can just flip through and see things change. It's like it's like a flip book of our family. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's so cool.
Well, John, you managed to bring us some, infuse our show with some Christmas spirit that we weren't even expecting. A whole other level. So with that, what are you making that face? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to segue. It didn't work. I'm going to cut it out. All right. Hey, that it was our show.
And our show is brought to you thanks in part to our early adopters like Karen Flieger, who's here. Karen. Oh, wait. No, let me say this the opposite way. Thanks to Rick Parker and Karen Flieger.
There you go.
Go, Karen.
I got to give you the flourish when you're here, Karen. Mm-hmm. And thank you especially to our Secret of Our Success level Patreon supporters, of whom we had several here tonight as well. Mm-hmm. John Henderson, Brandon Greer was here. Hey, yeah, Marcus Taylor was here. Tony Great. Nick Guillory was here. And Matt Marino. Who was here?
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you guys so much for your support. We greatly appreciate it. We, again, like we say week after week, and I mean it with all sincerity, you're the folks that help us keep the lights on, keep the show recording, keep it being published, all those good things.
Yep.
If you'd like to join this wonderful group of folks who help us produce the show week after week, please visit us at 1980snow.com/support. There's a few ways you can get us some money, and there's several that you can do something free just to help spread the word. Hey, don't forget, we are not going to be here in January. In fact, this is the last show of our 2023.
So weird.
Here. You can certainly follow us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, all the different socials to keep in touch with us. I'm sure we'll be chatting and posting stuff. Even in our absence, we will keep in touch that way. Hey, so meanwhile, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year's to all of you and your families.
What he said.